Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. It's Derby Day. Well, not Kentucky Derby Day. It's Arkansas Derby Day at Oaklawn Park. And that's what we're looking at for our podcast this week, the Late Pick 4 at Oaklawn, which includes two divisions of the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, the Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap, and then a starter allowance at a mile and three quarters that wraps up the Oaklawn meet. And it's going to be a nice day to play the races, Jim. And we'll start with the 11th race, which is the first division of the Arkansas Derby at a mile and an eighth. Bob Baffert's got the favorite in each one of these halves. This one is Charlatan, who's 2-for-2 with triple-digit buyer speed figures both times. Tell me how you see the first division of the Arkansas Derby.
Well, I think the first division is probably the easier one to handicap. I think Charlatan has been just incredible. I mean, he didn't make his debut until February 16th in a 6-furlong race and a maiden special at Santa Anita. Only had 4 horses in there. He's only beaten 7 horses in 2 races. That's the knock on him. He had a 4-horse field the first time and a 5-horse field the second time and an optional 80,000. But he won by 5 3/4 and 10 1/4. He got 105 and 106 buyers, and you can only imagine he wasn't all out. He was wrapped up at the end, and but you just don't know what he ran against. Shooter's Chute came back and won out of that first race. Broke his maiden next time out, and he was going to be in there. He's supposed to scratch now. I thought he was the only other speed in the race, but the latest news is that he's going to scratch, so we're down to 10 runners here. Charlatan is probably going to be 3-5, and when we get to the pick 4, it's the most obvious single simply because I couldn't find a single in the others. I think there are a couple of horses that are interesting in here. I think Governor Morris, who was really hyped in the Breeders' Futurity last year at Keeneland, and didn't run that great, got beat by 5.5, but got beat by Maxfield, who was a superstar in the making, has come back and run not up to par the next 2 times here in the 3-year-old season. Got beat by 5 1/4 in the Florida Derby by Tis the Law. I'm not sure he wants a mile and an eighth. So Governor Morris, this is probably his last shot to get Derby points. They may drop him back to a sprint. But Fletcher Velasquez, you probably can't toss him. Basin, the 11 horse, was well-regarded in the Rebel. Went off at 4-1, but got drilled by Nadal on a sloppy track. He had been proven on a sloppy track in the hopeful at Saratoga, so came back and called a sloppy track in the Oaklawn Stakes and didn't run very well there. Excuse me. Mr. Big News won at a big price. So I'm not sure that Basin is the quality Charlatan is. And the other horse, Anno D'Or, in the Risen Star, really bombed at even money. And this horse came out of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, which is not turned out to be a very strong race. And I just don't think he ran close to 1,000 words last year, but I'm not proven on him yet. So I think Charlatan is the obvious winner here. Great draw on the rail, going to send, and I just don't think anybody can run with it.
I think probably the most likely scenario is that Baffert's 2 horses win both divisions. He is always so strong when he ships into these spots like this at Oaklawn. But I'm going to try to beat him here. Probably foolish, but I'm thinking, as you said, not sure what Charlatan has beaten. He certainly looked sensational doing it. He's only been to a mile. He's got a break from the one hole, so they got to use him. So I'm going to try to beat him with Governor Morris. Thought he ran okay in the Florida Derby, and that was at a mile and an eighth. And he's had 3 really sharp works since then. And I think the horse that he's been working with, and some if not all of those, was a real impressive winner last weekend with a lot of trouble down at Gulfstream. It's a 3rd start off a layoff, so this ought to be his best effort, and it'll certainly take that. But with the, Charlatan just, he has looked so sensational, but small fields, hadn't been the distance, breaking from the one hole. I've gotten enough in there that I can talk myself into taking a shot. So I'm going to take it with Governor Morris. And when we get to the pick 4, I'll probably go 4 deep in here if Shooter's Shoot would stay in the race. And apparently looks like that's not the case. So I'm going to try Governor Morris for an upset in here. The 12th race is the Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap. Really nice race here. Got a full field of 14 going a mile and an eighth. I'm going to take my shot with By My Standards. Improved to a 98 buyer in his 2nd start off a long layoff. working great for Brett Calhoun. I thought he was real impressive in his two starts this year, and a horse that won the Louisiana Derby last year and was training sensational. A lot of people were high on this horse leading into the Derby, and then he just kind of flopped in the Derby and didn't run again until this winter down at the fairgrounds. Mr. Freeze, very impressive last time out. If he can run back to that, he'll be tough in here. Improbable, I thought, ran a really good race over this Oaklawn track last time, and that's Baffert. Combatant has improved for Sadler since going into that barn, so I think that one's worth a look. Warrior's Charge for Brad Cox could be dangerous on the front end here. So I thought this was a really deep race. I'm going to try to get a little bit of a price, I hope, with By My Standards. How about you?
I was between By My Standards and the Cox horse, Warrior's Charge. And I'm going to take Warrior's Charge. And my reasoning is 3 for 5 at Oaklawn. By My Standards was very impressive at Fairgrounds. Won the New Orleans Handicap, New Orleans Classic, the last time out by 3 lengths. Beat Captivating Moon and Chess Chief. Horse has done everything he's been asked to do this year, so I can't knock him at all. But that's going to be my exacta box in this race, By My Standards and Warrior's Charge. I wound up on Warrior's Charge simply because I think he's going to get a fairly easy lead. Trophy Chaser has early speed, but he was quick from the gate in the Razorback and just battled down the stretch with Bankett and beat Snapper Sinclair, another good horse. So I think Warrior's Charge is getting really good at the right time. Lightly raced, 4 for 8 lifetime, 4-year-old getting better, and gets Giroux, who fits him like a glove, and then he guns him out of there, and he's going to go with the lead. There's no question what he's going to do. Mr. Freeze worries me with Talamo, who's been the best jockey at Oakland, coming out of Gulfstream Park Mile, that won easily. He's also got some speed. I don't think he's as quick out of the gate as Warrior's Charge is, but he could be right there at the end. I'm going to go deep when we get to pick four. I'm going to also use Trophy Chaser, the 2-horse for Juan Avila. I'm going to use Combatant simply because that grade 1 win, the San Anita Handicap, just looks awfully good. Tacitus, that you didn't mention, the horse coming out of the Derby trail last year. This will be the first North American start as a 4-year-old. He did run in Dubai, in the Saudi Cup in Saudi Arabia, and got beat by 4.25 to Maximum Security. So what would Maximum Security be in here? So Tacitus is a real threat at 9-2. And then I'm going to use Improbable also just because of Baffert. So I'm going to go 7 deep here. I'm using half of them. I'm not using more than half. I can't afford to go all in a 14-horse race. But I'm going to take Warrior's Charge in an upset.
13th race is the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby 2nd Division. Baffert's got the favorite here also in Nadal, who won the Rebel Stakes in prepping for this. How do you see the second half of the Arkansas Derby?
Yeah. I don't think Nadal got the draw that Charlatan did. I think this race has a lot of possibilities. Going to go probably at least 5 deep in the pick 4. My top pick in here would be Nadal. I don't like the price. It's 5-2 and probably going to be 2-1 or so. Only been out 3 times. He's 3 for 3. Rosario, great jock. Going to go to the lead. Nothing. I can't say anything bad about him. But I do think this is a better division of the Arkansas Derby. I think King Guillermo out of the Tampa Bay Derby won by almost 5 lengths with a 99 buyer, first time out at 49-1. You might get 4-1 on him today. Out of Uncle Mo, and again, got him off the turf, and he hit the dirt running and blew him away in the Tampa Bay Derby. I think he's got a big shot. Fast enough, a fast improving horse for Becerra. Wells Bayou is also going to go to the lead. It may be a speed duel here. Nadal wants the lead. Wells Bayou wants the lead. Come out of the Louisiana Derby. And Giroux, again, will gun him to the lead. I'm going to pick Nadal, but my second choice in here would be Silver Prospector. I don't think he liked the sloppy track last time out in the Rebel. He ran 12 lengths behind Nadal. But in the Southwest, he beat Wells Bayou heads up. And he's got the ability to rate off that speed. And Asmussen's got him going the right way. I just think the Rebels are complete toss on the sloppy track. I don't think they're going to get a sloppy track on Saturday. Asmussen has heated up after being cold at the Oakland meet, and I'm going to take Silver Prospector on top here just because of the price over the doll. That's the 5 I'm going to use. I think that would get me through the next leg, but if Silver Prospector wins, be a nice little payoff if we get the last leg correct.
And I'm going to go deeper in the last leg. than any of the others. So I figured I needed to single somewhere, and I'm going to take my stand with Nadal here. I was really impressed with his Rebel. I like to see horses that are able to overcome adversity, and they gunned him out of there from the rail to get position, and he never could get a breather. Just pressed the whole way, and he had every reason to fold it up and, you know, either fade to third or fourth or really back out of it. And instead, he won with a nice 96 buyer. He's worked sensationally out of that. And he's by Blame, so out of a pulpit mare. So it's a classic Claiborne Farm breeding, and should mile and eighth should be just fine for him. He should love it that far or farther. So I'm going to take Nadal as my single in here. Silver Prospector is the one I'd probably take if I tried to beat him. That race two back, that 97 in the Southwest Stakes, stacks up well with anything Nadal's done. Farmington Road has caught a couple of bad post positions and run well, so I think he could be dangerous. Fast Enough and Wells Bio are the other two that I would consider if I was going deeper in here. But I'm going to single with Nadal in the pick four, take my stand with him, and then play him over those others that I just talked about in exactas within the race. The 14th race is a 1¾ mile starter allowance. Now, you could single Carlos Sixes, who's in top form, won 3 out of his last 4, won 3 times at Oaklawn. So you could go that route and go deeper against Baffert in both halves of the Arkansas Derby. And, you know, if you got both of them beat, then you could hit something nice if Carlos Sixes did get home. That could be a strategy. It's not the one I'm taking because I'm going to go a little deeper. Dangerfield for Hollendorfer had a good look at here. I'm going to add River Echo. The Contreras barn, I think, for whatever reason, is especially dangerous second time off a claim. But this is the first time off the claim. I'm going to throw this one in there. Take Charge Dioro is the second time Hartman claim. Ghostly Who, just out of respect for Diodoro. And Curlin Gray, I'm going to throw in also. So my pick four ticket, we'll get to here in a minute, but I'm going to be, depending on if Shooter's Shoot does scratch, either $45 or $60. And so if I went any, I figured I needed a single somewhere, so took my shot with Nadal. Tell me what your pick four ticket looks like to the 14th, and then I'll give you mine.
Okay, my pick four ticket is very simple on the front end. Charlatan is my single, so I'm singling one Baffert, you're singling the other one. Just think Charlatan drew the much easier spot there. So the one horse in the first leg. Then I'm going 7 deep in the Oaklawn Handicap, which I think is just a puzzle. I didn't have a strong opinion in there at all. So I'm going to go 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, 12, 14. Kofi Chaser, Mr. Freeze, Warriors Charge, Combatant, Tacitus, Bye-Bye Standards, and Improbable. So 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, 12, 14. I'm going to go 5 deep in the other part of the Arkansas Derby, 4, 5, 7, 8, 11, with King Guillermo, Nadal, Silver Prospector, Fast Enough, and Wells Bio. And then in the last leg, I don't have as much money left as you do, so I'm going to go 4 deep. I liked Carlos Sixes here as well. That would be my win pick. I'm going to use the 1 Dangerfield, the 5 Carlos Sixes, the 9 Takes Charge Doro, and the 14 horse stuck up the outside River Echo for Contreras. I bet you're not going to bet against Contreras the rest of the Oakland meet, are you?
No, probably not. I missed him at a big price last week on one I should have had and just overlooked it. So maybe
I reminded you of that.
Maybe he'll make it up to me here. I'm going to go 4 deep in that first division of the Arkansas Derby, 1, 4, 6, 11, trying to get Charlatan beat. I'm going to go 4, 6, 7, 12, 14 in the Oaklawn Handicap. By my standards is the win pick. Singling the Nadal, the 5. And then in the last leg, 1, 5, 8, 9, 13, 14. So that's a $60 ticket. If Shooter's Shoot does indeed scratch out of the first leg, it'll take it down to $45. And, you know, if Baffert wins certainly both legs, the pick four is not going to pay a lot. And if he wins one leg, it might not pay a whole lot. So I didn't want to get too crazy on the ticket. So I'm going to be either at $60 or $45. And really looking forward to these two halves of the Arkansas Derby with big fields. At Oakland Handicap's a nice race. There's a pick five that starts in the 10th with a big full field to tackle. So if you can be right in a couple of spots, you could get perhaps paid well on Saturday. Best of luck with your wagers for the Arkansas Derby Day card out at Oakland or wherever you might be playing. And we'll be back next week for another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.